We now continue with the prayers of the church. Please rise. And at this point in the service, we're really transitioning to Memorial Day observance, and that was a great way to kind of bring us into that with our offertory by Colleen, "Let There Be Peace on Earth." We will have a moment of silence for those who have given up their lives for the liberties that we have here in the United States. Also, in addition to the names that are mentioned in our prayer list, we would also like to uplift Joan Held, who had hip replacement surgery on Friday, and it was successful. She is now home with Wally this morning. I don't see Wally here. He is attending to his sister, Joan. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. As we grow in the Christian faith, we pray for an increase of the word, that it be freely shared and bring the good news of sins forgiven through Christ to every place. Triune God in mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the world in which we live, asking that there would be times of peace and security in our days, and that we know days of blessings and joy. Triune God in mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the church and for this household of faith, that we be the radiant bride of Christ, daily growing in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We also pray for New Life Fellowship and their pastor, Pastor Dave Brooks, that their fellowship continue to be salt for the community of Philomath and a light to those who need your grace. Triune God in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We lift our petitions now for the sick, the homebound, and all who this day are in need of our intercession, especially Joan, those experiencing transitions in life and this day, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Haley, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Dawn, Johanna, Rachel, Amber, Annette and Charlotte, Jennifer, Rob, Merle, Katie and Jake, Amanda, Darlene, Ava, Curtis, Forrest, Art, Ed, Paul, Sharon, Evan, Brian, Eileen, Phyllis, and Shelley. That their prayers soon be answered and that they be supported by God's people as they honor Christ. Triune God in mercy,
hear our prayer.
As we pray this Memorial Day weekend, we remember with gratitude those valiant people of the armed forces of our nation who have fought and died to protect the liberties that are central to our way of life. Triune God in mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.